Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of Scary to the Max. My name is Glenn and I am your host, but I'm joined by my wonderful co-host and son,
Max.
Max, how are you this Monday afternoon?
Pretty good.
Pretty good? That's
yeah,
it?
Really good.
Really good. Awesome. Awesome, my man. In this episode of Scary to the Max, we're going to be talking about yet another horror game called...
Doors.
Where you can play on...
Roblox.
Roblox, that's right. And you know, you can actually play it on Steam, too,
I found because out. Roblox is on Steam, right?
It is. It's on Steam and... and I think Doors is by
PlayStation.
Itself.
PlayStation.
Can you play Doors on PlayStation?
Roblox is on, like, Xbox.
Roblox is on Xbox. That's true. If you have Roblox, you can play the game we're going to be talking about today, which is, of course, Doors. But before we start talking about Doors, we have a few segments that we have to go to. And Max, we're actually changing it up a little bit. We're calling an audible. Do you know what an audible is?
Nope.
An audible is a term that they use in, I've actually only heard it used in football. But normally, when they call an audible, it means they have one thing planned, or they're going to do one thing, and then they say, you know what, we're going to do something a little bit different. So our audible today is normally, we spin the wheel.
Yep.
But today, we're not spinning the wheel.
What the?
Yep, that's right. We're not spinning the wheel because we normally spin the wheel in what segment?
I stream you scream.
Yes, that is right. In I stream you scream, we spin the wheel. And what is I stream you scream? What do we do in that segment, Max?
Wheel of names.
We do the wheel of names, and what is on the wheel of names? Why do we spin the wheel?
Trailers.
To help us choose a trailer. But there is something coming out next week.
This is the Gremlins.
This is the Gremlins show. There's something coming out next week that is just too good. It's too exciting. And I'm telling you, we need to watch the trailer. Oh, we need to check it out. And our next episode
definitely. It's also going to be horror.
It's definitely horror. Our next episode needs to be this show coming out on HBO Max. It's called Gremlins Secret of the Mugwai. Let's go ahead and take a look at the trailer.
Magic is all around us, but you'll never see it if you don't go out and look. That is a Mugwai. Mugwai are the rarest mystical creatures. No mortal has seen one for centuries.
Do you have a first name? Gizmo? Gizmo? Hi, Gizmo. I'm Sam.
This species is wildly dangerous. Never get them wet. No bright light. And never feed them after midnight.
Our only concern should be the Mugwai falling into the wrong hands.
Who's that?
The wrong hands.
Where is my Mugwai?
These creatures may prove useful in my endeavors. First, Shanghai. Then, the world.
If we don't save Gizmo, who will? Come get us!
We need to return Gizmo to his home to save humanity.
You'll never catch Sam. We are dealing with creatures who want chaos.
I simply need to channel their destructive energy.
No!
We're the only ones who know how to do this. If we don't end it here, the world becomes a ghost city.
How many monsters did you slay today, huh?
Same as always. Zero.
That's pretty good. That's it? That's all you said? It looks awesome. I am so excited for Gremlins Secret of the Mugwai. It is a prequel to Gremlins. Do you know what prequel means?
No, but I know what, like, sequel.
What's sequel mean?
I don't know how to explain it.
Okay, all right. You got no way you think you can say what sequel means?
No.
All right, does sequel come before or after?
After?
After, that's right. So then that means prequel comes...
Before.
Before, that's right. This is a prequel to Gremlins, which means this show takes place before the Gremlins movies. So we should learn a little bit more about, like, what is happening with Gizmo and the Gremlins and kind of where they come from. So I'm super excited to kind of see what that is and, like, what it's all about. And I can't wait. I think it looks awesome. It's going to be spooky, but it's also going to be fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to definitely be watching it. But I am curious whether or not it comes out all at once. Like, we'll be able to watch all the episodes, or if we'll have to wait, like, week to week. Because it doesn't start until the 23rd, so we have about a week left. Either way, I'm super excited.
Yeah.
Very, very excited to check that out. And then we'll definitely be doing an episode on Gremlins, Secret of the Mogwai. But that's enough Gremlins talk, Max. Yeah. It is time for our next segment, and which is one of your favorite segments.
Shop Smart.
Shop Smart. And what do we do in Shop Smart, Max? Tell the people out there on the internet.
We look at different
Make sure
horrors.
Talk right into that microphone. Make sure they
We
know.
Look at different horror stuff.
We do. And where do we look at it?
Amazon.
Amazon. That's right. We go over to Amazon. I look for mostly horror...
Toys.
Yep. And goodies and stuff like that. And
sometimes books.
Sometimes books.
And board games.
And board games.
Like that shocking thing.
Yes. I try to find all types of, like, weird, some little spooky type of items that you can purchase over on Amazon. And if any of them sound good, check out the show notes, because I put the links for all of them in there. And I don't show Max what they are. Every time we do it, it's a...
Surprise.
Surprise. That's right. So let's take a look at the first thing. And it is going to be Zombie Balls. Premium bath bombs.
Why?
These are extra large, it says, bath fizzers. Have you used a bath bomb before, Max?
Yes.
Yes. And what does a bath bomb do exactly?
It, like, colors your bath.
It absolutely colors the bath. That's right. Let me read you a little bit about this, because they have a whole bunch here all about these zombie balls. Zombies capture the imagination of horror fans of all ages. Whether you laugh at their clumsiness or get chills from their insatiable hunger for the living, a good zombie story is a thrill for the masses. We've captured the eerie essence of these grisly ghouls in the zombie bath balls, but don't be scared. Two large green and black bath bombs transform your tub into a murky marvel. Each pack includes two extra large bath fizzers that are oddly rejuvenating. Ooh, what's rejuvenating mean?
No idea.
Rejuvenating means it helps you get more energy. It helps you feel better. Like the bath, you know how you get out of a... You like to take a shower. Once you get out of a nice shower, you feel relaxed.
Yeah.
But you also feel you have a little bit of energy. That's what they say that these zombie bath bombs can do. It says that they're a perfect gift for any occasion, including Father's Day, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, or, like, goodie bags.
Birthday?
Yeah, sure. Maybe. What do you think about these zombie balls bath bombs? They are $14.99 for two. That's pretty expensive for a bath ball.
I want that.
You're in. You're in. They do look cool.
Yeah, I did literally buy now.
They also say that they are eucalyptus scented.
What?
What animal eats eucalyptus?
I have no idea what even eucalyptus is.
Eucalyptus is a, like, special type of plant. And koalas. Koalas we were looking for. That's right. Let's go ahead and take a look at the next item here. And that is going
what
to be the...
heck?
These are the feisty pets. So these, actually, there's a few of these, right? And it's the Feisty Pet Store over on Amazon. All right. And this one here, this is Glenda Glitter Poop the Unitur. That her name... Or maybe his name. I think it's her, though. Glenda Glitter Poop the Unicorn. It goes from friendly to feisty with a squeeze. So if you look, this one kind of look, they all look like a little bit sad normally, but then you squeeze them and they get angry. But basically, they have teeth. Their mouth opens and they have teeth. So that's it. You can
does
get
that one transform?
Yes, they all do. So you have three different choices that you can get. We're looking at Glenda the Glitter Poop Unicorn.
Why Griddle Poop, bro?
That's her name. I don't know. But there's also Sammy Sucker Punch. He's a dog. And then there's Eddie the Stegosaurus. And they're all different animals, and they all get angry. Ooh, whoa, he looks mad.
Oh, that one looks creepy.
Yeah, they all get angry. And that's it. You basically squeeze them. They have a pretty high rating. It's 4.7 over on Amazon. What do you think about these guys? They are anywhere from... You can get Sammy Sucker Punch Dog for $19. You can get Glenda Glitter Poop for $22.
I want...
Or Eddie the Stegosaurus for $25.
Eddie the
Stegosaurus. You like Eddie.
Bro, what do you... What on earth do you mean? That's $24.99.
$24.99. 25. That's only one penny difference. We're close. We're close.
You're close.
That's true. We have one more item here on Shop Smart, and that is going to be the Skull Stress Ball with worms. And it says Halloween Skull Monster Sensory Squeeze Toys Novelty Horror Demon Squishy Balls Stress Relief Ball Gothic Fidget Prank Toy Gift.
What the?
Whew. Crazy. Oh, sometimes they just like to put a whole bunch of keywords in there. That way, if you search for any of these things, it pops up. And that's probably how I found it. So this is basically a squeeze toy or a stress ball, but and it's a skull. But when you squeeze it, its eyeball pops out. And it's got blood and worms. What do you think?
I actually want all of these.
You want, well, this is there's just this one, it looks like. Looks like they only got one.
All of the things. All the things here.
You want all of the items.
No, like, not like... I want the Stegosaurus, that thing, and what's the other one we did?
Oh, so you want all the toys and the zombie bath balls. Yeah. You're saying you want every single one of these that we featured right here on Shop Smart.
Yeah. They were pretty good, actually.
Well, your birthday is coming up. We might have to keep that in mind, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right. And you never know. One day you might open up a door, and it might be there. Just like in our main segment that we're going to be talking about what game?
Doors.
That's right. Doors is a game that you can play where? On Roblox. And what is this music that the people are hearing at home?
We're actually going to use rocket music.
Rocket music. This is a very, very big favorite of yours, this Doors song.
Yes.
We'll put the link to the video so you can check it out. It definitely is pretty cool. Very catchy.
It's an animation.
Yep. It's a really cool video. Check the description, the show notes, so that you can see what we're talking about
after this video. Just go straight to rocket music and listen to this.
Yeah, Max is definitely a big fan. Thank you for such an awesome song, rocket music.
You're welcome.
But we gotta talk about Doors, Max. The people can play it over on Roblox. And we talk about Roblox a lot, and there's a lot of different horror games over on Roblox.
Like Mimic. Floppy's Playtime.
That's right, but we talk about Poppy's Playtime here on this show. But today we're talking about Doors, and why don't you explain Doors? Let people know what Doors is. Just give them, like, the basic explanation.
So you're trapped in this hotel, and you have to get out by opening doors, and there are monsters that try to eat you on the way, and so you have to, like, gone through a whole bunch of boss. So you have to go through two boss battles. Seek's boss battle and Figure's. Seek's happens two times and Figure happens two times. So Figure appears at door 50 and door 100.
Whoa, wait a minute. You said you're stuck in this hotel and you have to go through all these different doors. Now, so you're running through this hotel, and, like, how do you get from door to door? What do you have to do?
Tasks.
You have to do different tasks. Like what? What are some things that they make you do in doors?
They make you find keys.
Okay. Anything else?
That's really it.
Yeah, that's a good explanation of what's going on.
Get jump scared by a giant spider thingy.
There are all types of different animals and, like, monsters. Like... that will come after you while you're playing Doors. And basically, like you said, Max, you are in this hotel. It is a creepy hotel. Is it haunted?
It's abandoned.
Ooh, okay. But is it haunted? Are these monsters ghosts or are they monsters? What are they?
They're souls.
Souls. Okay.
Yeah, which is trapped souls of humans, I think.
That's ghosts, yep. So all types of different ghosts that are in this hotel, and you're basically going, you are going from door to door, but you're not going upstairs. Sometimes you go upstairs. You're not, it's not floor to floor. They say it's doors.
Yeah.
Right? And each door has a number. You start off at door what?
One.
And you end at door?
I think it's like, it's over 100, but I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. It definitely is over 100. I think maybe in the video we actually checked out a recap of doors from Super Horror Bro.
Yeah.
I will put that over in the show notes as well. And I think it ends at around 120 or so. But basically, you're going through. You're trying to escape this hotel. You're trying to make sure that all these different monsters don't get you. And they all attack in a different way. What are some of the ways that these like ghosts, I keep saying monsters, they're really more like ghosts. What are some of them and how? What are their attacks like? What should we be ready
rush.
For?
Just like rushes into the room and you have to hide inside of a wardrobe. So Screech is the most annoying thing I've ever encountered indoors. And he just, psst. And then you look around for him and then he just screams at you.
Ugh. So it's a big jump scare, Screech.
Yeah. So, and there's also Seek, which... its jump scare is really kind of funny. It just stares at you like, hello. And then you just die for some reason. And there's also Figure, which just, he literally doesn't have eyes.
Ugh.
And his face is like teeth, I think.
It's kind of creepy.
Yeah. And then he just runs into your face and just bites your face.
That's scary. So all of these different creatures have some type of attack where they can damage you. Is that right?
Yeah. Timothy just grabs you and just like...
So there's a lot of different creatures with a bunch of different jump scares, and some do more damage than others.
Yep.
And you run into them as you're trying to escape the hotel.
Yeah.
And you, what's cool about this is you can play it single player or you can play it...
multiplayer.
That's right. So
with up to like... four players, I think.
Which is pretty neat. I like playing this game with a bunch of people. And I also really like that there are so many levels that you have to escape. Because it's really not... it's not really hard. It's just...
it gets updates, though.
It does get updates and changes. There's been, like, add-ons and expansions. The game is free to play over on Roblox.
Yeah, like... nothing on Roblox is not free to play.
That's true. That's true. But now, I will say this about... about this game. What? Is that as you are going and you're, you know, getting further and further in the hotel and you're getting closer to those high room numbers, it gets harder. The enemies are a little bit more intense and they're all kind of scary. Is that right?
Yeah.
A lot of good jump scares in this game. But if you lose, right? Like if you get caught by one of these monsters, you lose all your health. What happens?
You have to restart the whole thing unless you pay Robux.
That's right. You have to restart the whole thing. Now, is it like, let's say you're at level 50 and you lose all your health. Does it kick you back to level 1?
Yes. Unless I pay Robux.
Unless you pay Robux. And that's how they get you with this game. Now, in the game, you can collect money that is not Robux, right?
Yeah.
Now, can you use that money? Have you made it far enough? Because there is a store in the game where you can, like, buy stuff from a character.
No, I haven't actually made that part because I decided to just kill myself because you died.
Oh, well, that's nice of you.
Yeah, I was just like, let me just leave so I lose
well,
everything.
I would have liked to see how far you got. But is it possible, do you think that there's an item that if you make it far enough that you can, like, respawn without going back to the beginning? Is it possible? Maybe.
Well, I don't think so. Robux is an item.
So I went to check it out, and it turns out that you can't use Revive for free, really. You have to pay Robux, which costs real money. Sometimes there's a code that you can get for free where you can put it in. You can also get codes for Revives when you buy official Doors merchandise. But if you're looking for, like, you know, like free Revives, doesn't really happen that much, which is a little rough because I really want to beat this game, but I don't know how I beat this game without paying Robux because there's a lot of levels.
Donate me. Do donate
what,
me.
Just give you free Robux? Is that what you're saying?
Like, well, in Donate Me, you can if people want, they can give you Robux, real Robux.
That's true. That's true. You can give other players Robux, so someone might just give you money. But this is a game that, like, you know, I could see getting to, like, level, like, 70, and then you don't have any Robux, and then you have to start all over again. That would kind of drive me nuts. So it's definitely something to consider. Now, the game is free. So if you really like this game, maybe paying like some money for some Robux to play it like isn't the worst thing. But you got to be careful because I could definitely see maybe accidentally spending a lot of money on doors. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I love the. I think the game is fun. I like that we can play it together, and I like that it's spooky. I like all the creatures.
Yeah, like dun 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 dun. That's just what the elevator music is like.
And there is some cool elevator music in this.
So are you going to do the rocket music stuff now?
I'll have the rocket music stuff playing at the other part. I'll show you later.
All
right, Max. So, Doors. Now, we have played a lot of different horror games on Roblox. What do you think? What are your three favorite horror games on Roblox?
I would probably have to say, like, Banana Eats.
Don't know that one. What else?
Panic.
Uh-huh. And?
Like, da-na-na-na-na, Rainbow Fence.
Huh. So, Doors is not in your top three, then?
Yeah. It's four.
It's four. Okay. No problem. You know, this is a fun game. I think it might be one of my favorites. It might be tied with Rainbow Friends. I'm not really sure. I do like Doors more than Panic, but I'm a big fan of the game. I like that we can play it together. I think the monsters and the ghosts are creepy. The jump scares are really kind of scary, to be honest. Like, I'm a fan. I would definitely open some of these doors. So, Max, the time has come. Is Doors scary?
Max? Nah.
Nah? Not nah. Scary for you?
Yeah, I'm not scary.
All right. What's the scariest game that we played so far? What do you think?
I guess, like, Poppy Playtime Chapter 1.
Poppy Playtime Chapter 1, scarier for you. Yep. Yeah, you know what? I think they're both scary. Doors is definitely on the scarier side. But luckily, we talk about all types of different things here on Scary to the Max. Sometimes they are scary, and sometimes they are not.
Just, like, not scary at all, kind of dumb.
Yeah, but sometimes they're at least normally they're almost always fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And thank you guys for tuning into the show. Thank you for listening. Hopefully you had fun. And we will see you next time right here on Scary
to
the